What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com in the Ride Home Podcast, which means you will hear my car. And we're going to ride home, baby. So, what I'm going to talk about today is very simple. Somebody asked in the comments, because they didn't listen to the video on the last one I put out, talk about Warner Sleeps, which is Warner basically got sued because when you added up what they were paying per mile, it did not add up to minimum wage when you included the time you sleep. What that means is that if, let's say, I was getting paid, on average of my experience, 10 years, I should be getting paid 40-something cents a mile. I would technically be making minimum wage, more than minimum wage, when I sleep. That's how that worked. It did not mean that Warner was paying you when you sleep. It just meant the upfront pay for when you drive is enough to cover it at a minimum wage when you sleep. I don't think you get paid to sleep, period. So I find it stupid. But in that comment, somebody asked me, why would you work for a company for less than minimum wage or for minimum wage? You have to understand that when you're a truck driver, you got to start out at the bottom, because I know it's hard to understand if you're not in this industry, or it's hard to understand if you're a good driver and you haven't had any major accidents. But I have had students jump out of the truck and forget to put the truck in park. I have had students steal. I have had seen trainers. The student hops out of the truck at a truck stop, takes his CB radio, his clothes, his TV, everything, and leaves the company and steals everything from him. This is the kind of crazy shit you get when you've got students. So a lot of companies, when they get students, because the student has to earn, then prove at least for a year that they're not going to kill somebody. Now, I understand in the world we live in today, that's tough for people to understand, because they like to believe that if I show up to a job and you show up to a job, you have a safe track record and you're a hardworking, dedicated employee for 20 years, you should get just as much, because that's kind of the mentality that we live in today. But the problem is, that's not real life. Right, you got to earn some shit before you can get it. That's anywhere you go. And the thing about it is, if you use the earning mentality, then you won't ever be in a minimum wage situation, because you won't work for a low pay company. Let me give you I've talked about myself as a great example, right? I love that, as a great example, talking about myself. I'm stupid, but here's the thing. When I started with Warner Enterprises, everybody told me you got to do over the road for 2 years. Okay. I didn't believe it. I didn't subscribe to that. I called driver placement every single day until I got to the point where I knew those people's names. I even described this in my book, and I talk about how to, you click the link down below for the audiobook, how to develop a team. I talk about this all the time. I got videos on this. All you got to do is know people's names. 95% of the people who call anybody into the office call with problems and want you to solve their problems, and they don't even know your first name. And they might have talked to you, 5 or 6 times that day. They still don't bother to know your name, because they're having a bad day. All right, so the first thing is know somebody's name. All right, you want to not make a minimum wage, know somebody's name that can get you out of that. The second thing you need to do is view your job as being a problem solver. And think of yourself as earning, okay? Earning, all right? So when I went to a company, I went to Zone 7, which was a Canada. We went to Canada every day. It wasn't that great of a county. Didn't pay that much, but I figured, hell, it's a dedicated, it's better than over the road. And I was making 30 cents a mile. I went from that account, which was good 10 years ago, I went from that account to General Mills Refrigerated. I used to get calls on the phone because I had experience doing reefer when I was running around with my trainers. That I get calls and they'd be like, man, we really need somebody to come over here and do this. We really need somebody to run this run for me. I really need somebody to do it right now. So I'd be like, okay. So I go over there and I do that run for them. And it would require me not going home for 2 weeks. So I said, all right, I'll go do it. And I ran out there for 8 weeks and was home for 2 days, and I was killing it. Okay, I was making great money. But the thing is, I was solving problems. There was other accounts when we lost the General Mills refrigerated account. We weren't running that hard. We lost a lot of accounts in Michigan. It was time for me to leave. I didn't, but that's a whole other story. But then I heard about Purdue. Purdue had some problems. They couldn't get drivers to stay because they need you to get out there and run. Run like a hound dog and solve the problem. That's how you make more money, okay? Now, as far as proving yourself, right, you won't be in that situation. You won't be on the phone with dispatcher saying, I want just as many miles as you give Jay, who got 20 years. You get in that situation when you're in something that's not solving a problem. When they can get anybody to go anywhere, they're going to give those miles to the guys with experience. But when you're in a situation where you're the guy who's solving a problem, right, you're going to be in a better situation. In other words, this guy's a rookie. He's got, you know, he's been on his own for a month, but man, he's running his ass off. He's out here on the road, right? He's not having accidents every 15 fucking seconds. And then you start to create a track record. Then after 6 months to a year, you might be able to find you something local. All right, you can be like me, home every night. Right? That's what it takes to really to not be in a minimum wage in trucking, okay? The problem with most drivers is that you think because you're away from home, I should get 47 cents a mile. What makes that driver better than me? Well, that driver is proving himself. And the other drivers that a lot of you guys waste time on these bullshit accounts so you can get home every night, but you don't realize you could be on account proving yourself right now. Every place I went, I literally went to, because I did General Mills Refrigerated, because I knew people's names in driver placement department, I literally got put on the Kellogg's department, the Kellogg account, not the Kellogg account, the Kraft account. I got put on Family Dollar, Dollar General, and when I didn't like those, that's when I left. But the thing is, I got on all those accounts where there were other guys waiting. That wasn't because I had more experience. That wasn't because I was better than them or all that shit, right? It was because when they had a problem filling a hole, who showed up? Me. Who do you respect in your life? Do you respect the guy who, you know, shows up and says, hey, man, I don't know you from Adam, but, you know, give me some money? Or do you respect the guy who got out there when you were broke and helped you fix your car, and now he needs $20? Who you going to give $20 to? The guy who just shows up and says, man, give me $20. I ain't never done nothing for you. Or the person who shows up and shows and proves and does what it takes. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying being a slave, right? I didn't do stuff and I didn't get paid for it. But when you show up every day, when you get loads where they need to be on time, you prove yourself. So many of y'all, you're focused already. You got 2-3 weeks in the trucking game, 6 months in the trucking game. You ain't even focused on doing a good job. You're showing up late every day, and you're like, why don't you give me enough miles? You didn't prove, sometimes you didn't done a good job, and you didn't prove yourself. But you don't call the company, you don't talk to the dispatcher and find out where the miles at. You don't even know the name of your dispatcher. You don't even know the name of the person in the driver placement. You don't even ask other drivers where the miles at. You want somebody to give it to you, like they owe your ass. You know, you know, there's tons of money out here to get in trucking. There's tons of money in every profession out there. But the people who get it are those who problem solve, who don't have a problem earning their reputation, who stand up and prove that they worth a goddamn, who don't expect to just get respect because they showed up. And that's how you end up getting out of a minimum wage, man. The problem today is too many guys expect to be successful without ever proving your goddamn self. You know, I had to get my chops going to Canada every day. That shit wasn't fun. You know? But hey, I had just done 6 months, and I was like, cool. And then when they had a problem, they needed a place to fill it, I jumped in there. I proved myself. So I became a great runner. I used to read the bottom of my loads, and they would say, requested Ken, requesting my truck number. I'm a rookie. I'm a rookie. And they requested my truck number. Right. They requested my truck number. Why they requested my truck number? Because the rookie getting them loads done. The rookie is showing up and proving. The rookie, when we can't get him home because they know we got a problem getting drivers on this account, guess what? He's staying out. He's going 8 weeks, going home for 2 days, and coming back out. He ain't bullshitting. He's trying to get paid. He letting you know he's trying to get paid. So that's, you know, again, guys, that's your problem. That's why, you know, so when I saw that comment and saying, why would somebody work for a minimum wage and all this stuff, is you're still thinking of the idea that that 6 months you did or that 3 months you do it at a low wage is locked in. It's really not. That's the starting gate, man. That's why they say, all right, show me something. You know, prove some shit. You know, don't just sit there with your dick in your hand talking about how you're going to impregnate this woman and you're going to satisfy like never before. You know, put it in. Get busy, bruh. All right, guys, TrickDriver101.com. Talk to you later.